And you can't
appreciate specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raised to nothing.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
Famous in my bedroom.
Oh, I didn't mean to go.
Bill.
Look at me!
Deidre.
Oh my, my.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Normally I die on a Wednesday. That's what I have planned in my calendar.
He's planning on dying on a Wednesday.
It's just the way it is. But anyway, so I'm driving down the turnpike, north, western spur, just before exit 16. Pouring rain, everybody's doing 60 miles an hour, all bunched up together. And then in the corner, I see something flying in the air. And I go, something fell off a truck or something like that. Seems to be heading for my car. Oof. And what do? You can't hit the brake. You can't speed. Very little. You could probably hit the brake a little bit just to kind of, so it doesn't hit your windshield. Maybe just hit your thing or whatever. the truck, the hood. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't slam. Everybody's doing 60 miles an hour. You're all bunched up. And that's it. If you swerve, you're going to cause like a 9-car pileup. So I'm like, it's not going to hit me. It's probably a piece of something or whatever. And it just came closer and closer. And smash! The whole windshield cracks.
That's why you're driving that car today?
Kind of. Man. The whole windshield just smacked. There's glass all over me.
Oh my God.
And you're all doing, now we're doing 60 miles an hour.
So now you're soaking wet and cold.
And then I'm like, it wasn't like the whole window came in, because windshields are made to kind of do that. But there's all this glass, and it's all over me, and it's all over the car, and now I can't see. Now it's just like, oh my God, it's hard. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh,
so I'm like, So you just, but the thing I mentioned about it is because the first thing I did after that happened was, it's Thursday. I'll be fine. Literally thought that while I was trying to navigate through the traffic. I'm like, okay, I can kind of see. And I just kept going straight, and I didn't cause an accident, thank God.
What was it?
So we're getting there. So I'm like, oh my God. So it's weird because you look it through the front and you can't see anything.
No.
You know what I mean? I could kind of peek out here and see the cars. Then you look in the rearview mirror, everything's nice and clear and everybody's happy. And I'm like, this is so weird. So I'm like, what do I do? I got to pull over. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I got like another hour of daylight. I think I know a place in Lyndhurst. Okay, which was very close. Thank God it just happened before this exit. I managed to get off the exit. And I was really afraid to drive with it like this because it's dangerous, but there was traffic. Like, I could drive in traffic even if I stick my head out the window. Mm-hmm. Stick my head out the window and drive.
Ventura.
It's pouring raining. I have a smashed windshield and I'm just driving down Route 3 with my head out the window.
Just put the kick out the window and just go right through the hole. Oh, no.
So, and I said, I know this mechanic in Lyndhurst. Let me at least get it to a mechanic. And then maybe he could recommend it. So I pull into the mechanic's place, and sure enough, there's an auto shop literally across the street. I pull right in, boom, boom, boom. The guy's still open. I walk in, and then I'm like, all right, I have to use this opportunity. So I walk in, and I go, sir, you do windshields? He's like, yeah. So I had this little crack. But I let it go for a while. I don't know if it's one of those ones you could fix or not. He's like, no problem. We'll go out and we'll take a look at it. What the f*** hit you? Oh my God. I couldn't pass up the joke. I'm like, I gotta do something funny with this. Yeah, he's like, you gotta be kidding.
Sweet.
So what was it?
Oh,
he's going to get it!
Wait, was it that metal probe that's outside Brian's door?
Oh, that's too funny.
That happened to me once. I was driving behind a garbage truck. And this bag just, like, it was slow motion. And you don't know what the heck it is.
Yeah.
And it went poof on the windshield. We're like, oh, thank God.
It was just hot
paper or something in it. Who knows? But your heart stops. Wow. You're like, oh, my God.
That happens a lot more than you think. I mean, yeah. I was on a motorcycle, and a piece of 2x4 skittered off the truck in front of me and was skittering over the road.
Oh,
it's a piece of metal?
What is it?
So did that come in your car?
No. The funny part was it hit the windshield like this, which I mean, it's radio, but whatever. It just hit it like flat. And then what happened was because of the impact, it just kind of just all the... Well, the force went into the windshield, so as soon as it hit, it didn't bounce off; it just dropped down. Wow. So when I pulled over,
it was still there.
It was just sitting there. And then I put it on the windshield where it was cracked.
You're gonna die.
I know. And I put it there, and it fit perfectly. So I'm like, this is the thing that definitely hit me.
What
so,
is it part of a truck?
I think it's part of a. It might be part of a leaf spring.
Looks like a leaf spring.
A leaf spring. That's what I thought it was, but I mean...
A leaf spring. Thank you. Why do you two know?
It's
a guy thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Brian doesn't know what it is either.
Instead of a coil spring, looks like what it sounds like, a coil spring. Leaf spring is basically a bunch of those things. They get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're strapped together. Uh-huh. And the idea is that they, you know, when the tire does it, kind of bends it, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of bends it like this. So and they're around this kind of... You know, arc.
Oh, I never knew those were crawled. Okay.
Did you happen to see, like, what the truck or who was or any of that kind of stuff?
If it's a leaf spring, it couldn't have come off the top of a truck because they're at the bottom, but it might have just fell off and then flew up.
Yeah.
Or somebody did you notify us the right one?
Yeah, so I'm just, this is flitting in the air, and I'm like, that might hit me. I don't know. Bam! And you just, wow. So there it is. So I saved it, so I'm going to make something out of it.
You're damn lucky that it didn't go in this way.
Yeah.
You could be killed.
I know.
But it was Thursday. 4 pounds or something like that?
It's
he really is going to die on a Wednesday.
Damn, this is... It's like, pray it's Brian Osterig's fingerprints on it.
Darn it, it didn't work.
It's like show and tell. It's like,
I know,
this almost killed me. What almost killed you, Bill? Well, I happen to have this happen.
But yeah, it was
definitely
a fun day.
Did you ever call the cops or anything?
Nah, my deductible is going to be more than the windshield anyway. I couldn't tell what was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was glad I didn't get into an accident. And it was just an accident. Like,
pounds.
Were people like driving by pointing at you going, your windshield?
No, it was weird because everything, thank God, I just, as soon as it hit, I just said, stay straight, Brian. Don't veer, don't do anything.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, now we're just driving regular. Except I'm the guy with no windshield. So, and I was like, I can make it.
I just think it's absolutely funny, like, after you get hit by this thing, your only other thought is, I think I have to find a repair shop. It's like,
the first thing I thought of was like,
it's Thursday.
First of all, I'm not going to die because it's Thursday. Second, I'm like, I don't want to get towed. Let me find a place that I could drive this to.
How come you didn't want to get towed?
Because I could barely afford the windshield, never mind the tow. I'm like, I can make it someplace. So I'm pushing on the windshield to make sure that it doesn't, like, fall in on me.
Was it going like?
Oh yeah, no. I could. If I just pushed real hard, the whole thing would have went. The whole thing would have went.
Whoa.
Oh,
but
man.
it was good times. Good times.
That's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
While I was getting my hair cut, I went to a new place. I'm going to go to Supercuts. They're quick, 10 minutes in and out. Goodbye. Beautiful women in the place. It's great. You can't lose for $10. So I go to this new place in Denver. Whatever. It's not Supercuts. It's whatever. And so I go in, this lady, cut your hair. What do you want? Nothing. Just cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
No sideburns. The normal bit. Put the little machine there and zzzz it. So,
the Flobee?
No, well, kind of. I got to remember the number. God forbid I forget that number. It's a 4.
What?
Because they have the little...
On the
blade guard cut things. And every, you know, I guess if one is really low, if I get one, I'm going to walk out bald. You know, so then you sit there and you can do most of it with just a machine. So I go, number 4, no sideburns. That's it. That's all I say to these people. Because I hate that conversation. It's just very hard to do.
Okay.
Because it's like forced. And then, but this lady was really nice and she was talking. And I don't know how we got onto the subject. She was talking about her son. And her son was in a coma. And I'm like,
oh
God. You know, and she feel bad for, she just wants to talk. You know what I mean? And the son got out of the coma. But he was in a big car accident, and he's fine now. And I think we were talking about his rehabilitation. He's fine. He just has to do some, you know, little rehabilitation. He was in a coma, but he had dreadlocks, and he had a big beard and everything like that. Now, his mother's a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. You know, so she was like, oh, I didn't like that he had the dreadlocks and this and that. And then when he got into the accident, he had to, they had to put a trach tube in him. So they had to shave his beard. So he's in a coma. So she's just like, you know what? I have the advantage here.
Oh,
and she goes to the doctor. She goes, you mind if I cut his hair? And he goes, no, go ahead. And she just shaves him bald.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, what did you do to me? She had one chance. That was the opportunity.
I can't believe she did that.
That's rough, Brian. I don't know. Like, I shouldn't do that.
I would kill my mother if she did that to me.
One opportunity. And she took it. So it's good for her.
Wow. So instead of being concerned that her kid's in a coma.
No, she was very concerned. But she's, you know, that you're only going to get that opportunity once. He ain't moving.
Does he talk to her now?
Get the blades. Let's go. Yeah. I guess it's just, she's got to start from scratch.
Wow.
She could have said it had to be done, at least.
You know? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, have to order on your head.
That was funny. But yeah, I was in this, sitting there in the chair amazed. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, okay. Good for you.
Goody-goody.
Goody-goody for you.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I got another record at the flea market.
I thought you said we were going to do
We're not going to play this record. We're going to, this record is, we're going to play a game called Fun with Vinyl. And we're going to see what happens when you put a record in your back window of your car for 5 months. And I specifically picked MacArthur Park because I don't like the song.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
this is
going
to go on to the back window of my car.
Like everything else?
And, like everything else.
And, what's on the B-side?
Didn't we?
Oh!
Bless you!
God bless you. So, and then in a few months, I'll take it out in September. Put it in April, take it out in September.
Take it out on your birthday.
I'll take it out on my birthday. And then, if you come to a WAG show and you don't like the drumming, just look for the Hyundai with the MacArthur Park in the back window. That'll be my car and you can deface
it.
That's twer. But, so I'm going
to
go put
this. Is that your way to get a new car?
What? Yeah. Okay, so, all right.
Oh, yeah. You just dropped like 5 pounds of keys on your crotch.
All right. I'm going to put the record in my car. I'll be back.
Quick, lock the door.
Don't put the record out in the rain.
Don't shut the door.
You hear the record out in the rain.
Look, he's holding his shoes, but he's walking outside in his socks.
Nice.
Oh.
Oh, he probably just went out on the front.
Yeah, he's putting his shoes on out there.
Bloody socks. Bloody socks.
I would have walked out with socks.
Duh. Yeah,
there he goes.
Take a quick car down the pump here, take a quick walk.
I'm back.
Yeah, Brian's gone now.
Oh. Well, anyway, so.
That doesn't matter.
I'm going to leave it there for, 5 months? And then we're going to play it and see what it sounds like.
We're not playing it on this.
Why not?
Because
it's
I have one needle.
Now, what are you going to do when you go to, Newark and, someone breaks into your car to steal vinyl?
If they want to steal MacArthur Park, they can have it. They're going to break into the car, look at the title, and then just put it back down.
Never mind.
Put my window back
together.
They're
going to break in the window, look at it, and go, what is this?
But it should be very wavy, I'm thinking.
Wavy gravy.
I think it's going to be pretty
wavy. Do you
know
wavy gravy is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Oh,
I work in the trucking industry.
Uh-huh.
I have for quite some time. And I get a call. The guy calls, so I pick up the phone. And he's like, I got a delivery. Can you help me out? I said, no problem. Where's it going? To St. Mary's in Rutherford. And, you know, I went there for 1 year in kindergarten. That was the only time I was there.
Okay.
So the guy, I write his name down as soon as he says his name, just so I can reference it back when I'm talking to him. So, you know, after he's done with his spiel, like, you know, okay, bring it here, blah, 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 this. And I go, you know, that's my alma mater, you know, as a goof. And I said, you know, I only went there for 1 year. It was kindergarten. And then the teacher was horrible. Olga K. Sheridan. Oh. Horrible. The worst teacher. I can remember her to this day. I can't remember what I had for lunch. Mm-hmm. But I remember her name. I remember her middle initial. I remember everything about her. And as I'm just slamming this teacher, I look down at his name, and his last name is Sheridan, which is the same name as a woman's name. And I just stop. And I'm like, what are the odds? What are the odds? And he's like, oh, wow, yeah, I remember. No relation, by the way. I'm like, oh, thank God. And he was like, yeah, she was rough. I'm like, okay, then we're friends again. And I thought I was trashing his mother. I honestly thought, because he was there the whole time. He's like, what's your name? I said, you're not going to remember me. I was only there for a year, you know. But, yeah, it was funny. Because I'm sitting in midstream, like, oh, my God, she used to beat us. And blah, 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 it's a terrible heart. But, oh, my God, his last name's terrible.
And he was silent the whole time?
Nah, he was just like, I don't think she beat us, but I don't remember, but I only went there for a year. I'm sure I went home. I ain't going to that place no more.
Wow.
Take me out of that. Because that was it. Because my sister went to, like, Montessori school. Is that religious?
What is I don't know.
What is Montessori school?
Montezuma?
No.
My sister went to Montessori school.
Yeah, it's like a Montessori school using the true Montessori method. Apparently sort of let kids direct their own education. They're interested in.
Whoa!
God.
How come I didn't go to Montessori school? How come they gave me to Olga K. Sheridan? I turned out like this. Poor Olga K.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
I went out to dinner with some friends of mine, and two of which are sitting at the table. And it was an all-vegan place, so I said, okay, what am I going to get? And
so you decided to try the weirdest thing on the menu.
Yeah, I said, I'm going all out. I said, let me get something. So I got soup, and then I got a shot of wheatgrass. It was in the menu. It said pharmacy, and then I had two items. One was like lemon, orange, whatever, citrus. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I could get that. I can make that. I can't get a shot of wheatgrass.
Something different?
I said, I'm going to get a shot of wheatgrass. Give me a shot of wheatgrass. I want a shot of wheatgrass.
A large.
She comes over and she's like, you want a small or large? I'm like, give me the large. Because I don't just dip my toe in the water. I dive right in. So she brings over this glass of what looked like...
Nuclear?
Yeah. Like Los Alamos shot. It was like dark green, but it was light green at the same time. It was really weird.
It had a light green froth on the top.
Yeah, it had froth. So she put it down, and it kind of, like when you first get it, it kind of smells like grass, because it's supposed to smell like. So I take a little sip, and it's the worst, and no offense against this restaurant. The restaurant was gorgeous, very nice, the food was great, the place was packed, been there for 20 years, nothing against this restaurant, but wheatgrass, oh my God, and I couldn't smell it. We had to move it around the table all night, because I couldn't be near it. I took one sip, and then that was it. And then at the end of the night, the table's clean. The table is clean. And the only thing left is the wheatgrass, because nobody wanted it. And I'm just sitting on the table in a shot glass. And then so then I go to the bathroom. I come back from the bathroom. Now, there were like six or seven people there. So there were two tables put together. Okay? But they were different tables. So they were at different heights. So the shot glass is on Brian's side with the wheatgrass. And he's as a joke, he goes, oh, we got you another one. And I'm like, I get it. And then he proceeds to push it towards me. And I see him pushing it.
Into the lid.
He's on the high table. I'm on the low table. And it's going right. I'm like, oh, no. So I go to create a nice slow motion grab for the wheatgrass. No. And then he tips it and it spills all over my arm.
Oh.
And the whole train ride home, I'm sniffing my arm.
Smell it.
And just, ugh.
Is that how it happened?
Ugh. Ugh. It was horrible. I couldn't get it off. It was disgusting. That's
why would you order grass?
Because why not? You gotta try something new.
Yeah, but you didn't even try it. You took like one little tiny
sip. I know,
I
tried it. I couldn't drink it.
You should have downed it.
Add it to the list. Licorice.
Oh, zinc.
Zinc. No. Licorice.
I didn't know you can eat licorice.
What?
I didn't know you can eat licorice.
Oh, no, I can eat it. I don't like it. White chocolate and wheatgrass.
Okay.
Remember when you were a kid and you got your first tape recorder and just recorded your friends laughing and being stupid? That's pretty much this show.
All right, it's time.
It's time?
Yes.
I asked for it.
You asked for it?
I got it.
You got it.
Okay.
Who got it for you?
You did?
I did.
I asked for it.
I did.
If you're listening to this radio show, you'll know that I asked for baseball mud. This mud will bring Bill and Deidre up to speed. See this mud here?
Mm-hmm.
It's from New Jersey. And every Major League Baseball is rubbed with this mud.
Ooh.
Because it comes out of the factory, and I guess they're very slippery, and they need to get scuffed up a little bit. So, literally, every base, Major League, if you catch a baseball in a Major League Baseball game, it's been rubbed with this mud.
Mm.
So, I was just like, I have to get the mud. I need the mud. And Brian got it for me for Christmas. And I figured I'd put it on my face to help my complexion. So, that's what we're going
to do. I offered to put it on your face.
I know. And you laughed hysterically about it.
Let me see what it looks like. What color?
It's going to put it on his face.
I know.
I will kill you.
I know.
Is it?
It's like black.
You have to look over the table.
It smells like
mud.
No, it smells like
earth. It's
Jersey.
Earth. Oh, God, yeah. It's Jersey, all right. North Jersey, to be exact.
Linden area.
Compton's Creek. Low tide. On Sunday.
Oh, it hardened up.
Yeah.
No, but really, I'm sure you just add water to soften it.
I didn't know.
I mean, what, do you rub it on the ball before you play? Or?
Yeah, they rub it on the ball, and then it, because it's got like a grit to it.
So did you dig just this up yourself, or make a really nice table for it?
No. You like the smell, Brian?
No.
Wow, that just smells like...
Does that work for wiffle balls, too?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to put it on my face.
How about a mud mask?
I'm making a mud mask.
Very nice.
How much of it are you going to put on your face?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? We can't do it in this room. We can't do it in this room.
Why not?
It's like, because it's flaking everywhere.
Oh, so pretty.
How do I look?
That's enough.
Oh. I'm going to throw up.
No.
All right. Why don't you go into the bathroom?
Oh, like a baseball player.
Oh, is that what they put under their eyes?
It's going to fall off your face.
You look like an Indian.
No.
You got a big chunk on your face.
The big chunk that's going to fall off.
It actually looks kind of like, well, like you got leprosy.
All right. We can't do
pass it to him.
We can't do the mud in here.
It's pretty.
Oh, wow. It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
I mean, we can.
You want to take a picture of this?
I'm just going to put mud on one side of my face.
It looks like Earl.
And it does look like Earl. And then we'll see what happens, because if I break out...
Don't want to break out half your face.
Oh my God, it smells like...
Yeah, it would be just much more pleasant breaking out half your face.
Wow, look at this stuff. You can use this stuff as makeup.
That's good enough?
It's good.
At least you want to take a picture for
the
Imaginary Radio Show Facebook page.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Where is Beirut?
Lebanon.
Okay. Now, many, many years ago, I'm a Yankees fan, in case anybody didn't know. And many years ago, I don't know, I must have been 8 maybe? I don't know. I was collecting baseball cards, and I was, you know, I know Babe Ruth. He's like, you know, one of the most famous Yankees. And
he's up there.
He's up there. Okay. So I remember my mom would be like, all right, time for bed, whatever. And, like, she'd turn the TV off or whatever. Maybe, I don't know what I was watching or whatever. But, like, on the news, it'd be like, you know, next up, I forget, maybe it was, like, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or something. Like, next up on the news, like, trouble in Beirut or whatever. Like, but I always heard Babe Ruth. And I kept saying, no, let me watch. And my mom's like, no, it's time for bed. You gotta go to bed, whatever. And I'm like, but Babe Ruth, like, and this is true. Like, I thought it was. I thought they were talking about Babe Ruth. And it was like, it happened, like, 2 or 3 times, whatever. Later on, I realized what, you know.
I'm hoping and you did.
Your mother never corrected you when you said, but Babe Ruth!
She probably just thought I was a dope. But, you know,
she'd be right.
She'd be right. So, but I'm sticking with Babe Ruth because that's
on,
what I
turn on CNN. We'll see what's going on in the war with Lou Gehrig.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. Okay.
Oh, all right. Hi.
Here we go. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. I want to try this new segment out. This is something I've been working on. It's called DOTS, Drama on the Spot. I've created a little play, a drama, if you will, and I'm going to hand out scripts, and we're going to act this out on the spot. No rehearsals, one shot, that's it.
Oh,
I'll be the narrator. I'm going to be the narrator, and I'm going to set up the story, and I'm going to also give you a brief description of the character that you're going to play to help guide you a little bit. Your scripts will only have your lines on them, and after your line or before your line, there'll be a little like a little letter that indicates it's somebody else's line. So you have to wait for your line to come up, and then you say your line. All right, so here we go. Today's drama is called Colonel Willoughby's World War II Reunion. Okay, let's see here. Colonel Willoughby is a highly decorated officer who served his country in World War II. He took part in some of the biggest battles ever fought. He was there at the Battle of River Plate, the Battle of Britain, the Battle of Kursk, the Battle of the Bulge, the Battle of Midway. I just wanted to keep going. Anyway, so each year, the colonel invites a small group of people who were involved in the war to discuss the war and their experiences. Okay, the part of Colonel Willoughby will be played by Brian Mowry.
Thank you.
The part of Captain Hoshu Hayamoto will be played by Deirdre Marsh.
Ooh.
The part of Sir Edgar Jones McDouglas III of the British Royal Navy will be played by William Boudiette.
Hmm.
And finally, the part of Lieutenant Helga Gutentag, the real creator of the term Blitzkrieg, will be played by Sherry Matthews.
They're delicious.
I will be your narrator, and Alicia will have a Swedish part, and we'll just make that a surprise. All right. Okay. So I'm going to pass out the scripts.
Okay.
So we get to count.
What's the name of the story again?
Okay. This drama is called Colonel Willoughby's World War II Reunion. Okay, we now pick up the story at Colonel Willoughby's house just after the guests arrive.
First and foremost, I would like to invite you all to my house again for my annual World War II gathering. If you would all please follow me into the parlor, please. Here we can sit and have a nice jolly chat.
Thank you for the invite, Colonel. It is truly an honor.
The honor is all mine. My only regret is that Sir McDouglas hasn't been feeling well these days.
I like cheese!
Why do we still invite him to do these things?
Shush! He's a highly decorated officer like the rest of us and deserves his chance to tell his story.
Lieutenant Gutentag grows impatient and rolls her eyes.
I think the real reason you bring us here each year is so that you have an audience to brag to.
Not so, cheerio. Just because I've earned the Medal of Honor, the Flying Cross, the Silver Star...
Gouda!
What did I tell you?
A servant walks in with a bottle of brandy and four glasses and places them in front of the group.
Turn, a fern, a fern, a word.
Oh, use your script. Did I give you your script?
No!
Oh. Use your script.
One for you, one for you, one for you, and one for you.
Ah, I see you brought out the best brandy for us this year.
This is not like you, Willoughby. What is this all about? Who died?
I have big news that I would like to share with you all. But first, a toast. Let us not do a traditional toast from each of our countries this year. Let's have a neutral toast.
Swiss!
Does he always have to come?
I like Sir McDouglas. He's a very educated man. He taught me how to sing. We even created a little war duet that we would like to share with all of you now. Are you ready, Edgar?
Colonel Willoughby's golden pipes begin to exude a melody that can bring grown men to tears.
And the one, and the two, and a boop boopy doo. I fight for my country, yes I do.
Yes I do.
I'm a patriotic soldier through and through.
Through and through.
I've marched for miles on the street.
La la la.
I've got bunions on my feet.
La la la.
But I'll fight for my country, Abadoo.
Abadoo.
The guests applaud Colonel Willoughby and Sir Edgar Jones and Douglas III, then drink their brandy. Colonel Willoughby busts in excitement.
This is it! Ha ha, I did it! I've lessened the group by one, ha ha ha!
What do you mean, Willoughby?
Dum dum dum!
I have poisoned one of the drinks that only three of us will be here next year. I call it crowd control.
Dum dum dum! It seems as though Colonel Willoughby may have lost his mind.
Which one of us did you poison?
Limburger.
Sir Edgar Jones McDouglas III stands up, clenches his chest, and lets out his last words.
Blue cheese cheddar American.
Sir McDouglas is dead.
Oh my, my.
He lies there like a lump of cheese.
He lies there like a lump of cheese.
Then suddenly, Hayamutu stands up and quietly yells,
"Oh my, my!"
Hoshu Hayamutu falls to the ground and dies.
Oh, is something wrong? Oh, Nelly.
There is no Nelly. That is just an expression.
I know that.
Yes, but the audience might not know that.
Come on, they come on, they should be a... Hang on a second. Come... That's where I have to edit. I'm laughing during the edits.
You screwed up, not me.
Come on, that should be a given.
Listen here, you can't argue with the narrator, so shush. So anywho...
What did you do, Willoughby?
Guten Tag bites the dust.
So much for my party.
The end. If you would like to send in a script for Drama on the Spot, please email it to...
ImaginaryRadio@optonline.net.
And perhaps we can act it out for you.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.